Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, a little Dvorak, the Sultans of String, and yes, the requisite oboe music. To start, let's kick it off in high style. From the London Symphonies, here is music by Joseph Haydn. This is the opening allegro from his symphony in C minor.
Thank you.
La Petite Bande with Sigswald Kuiken conducting, and that was the Allegro from Haydn's Symphony in C minor. What a nice way to start the day, and it just gets better with some music by Dvorak from his New World Symphony. Dvorak was interested in Native American music and the African American spirituals he heard upon his arrival in America, and he wrote, and I quote, "I am convinced that the future music of this country must be founded on what are called African American melodies. These beautiful and varied themes are the product of the soil. They are the folk songs of America, and your composers must turn to them." And so he got to work and used the basis of some of these melodies for his symphony. It was commissioned by the New York Phil and premiered back in December 1893 at Carnegie Hall. And also the astronaut Neil Armstrong took a tape recording of the New World Symphony along with him and the Apollo 2 mission, the first landing in the moon in 1969. Today, a performance by the Scottish National Orchestra with Nima Yarvi. The Largo from Dvorak's Symphony No. 9 from the New World. That was a performance by Nima Jarvi, joined by the Scottish National Orchestra. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Going to move along to some great Canadiana. I'm speaking of the Sultans of String and a performance of Sable Island. Now, just in case you don't know, Sable Island is located some 180 kilometers southeast of the mainland Nova Scotia in the Atlantic Ocean. And it is literally considered a sandbar that somehow manages to withstand all the ravages of the powerful ocean. Legend has it that about 500 years ago, there was a great shipwreck and all the people perished. But get this, the horses survived. And to this day, there are over 300 wild horses running free. In this performance, a little heads up to Patty Maloney on the penny whistle and pipes. So this is the Sultans of String and Sable Island.
Thank you.
The Sultans of String and Sable Island. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time. I am speaking of oboe music time. Today, some music by William Alwyn. He was a virtuoso flute player, not oboist, but also a composer, and taught at London's Royal Academy of Music. He was a professor there between 1926 and 1955. And during those war years, he was also employed by the Ministry of Information. And there he was a composer of scores for documentary films, which, interestingly enough, were used for morale building and the instruction of troops and propaganda. Now, during the war at night, he served also as an air raid warden in North London, and it was in one of these very hazardous, sleepless nights that he composed his oboe concerto. I don't know if that means anything, but perhaps it does. It was premiered back in 1949, and today we're going to hear a performance by Nicholas Daniel. He's joined by the City of London Symphonia. Here is the Vivace. Thank you. the Vivace from William Hohen's Oboe Concerto with oboist Nicholas Daniel, joined by the members of the City of London Symphonia. And why not? Let's continue with some music you may recognize if you are a regular viewer of the popular British television series Downton Abbey. This is The Suite by John Lunn.
Thank you.
Yes, for fans of Downton Abbey, that was The Suite by John Lunn. And that was the soundtrack from Downton Abbey. And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And why not go back to a classic, some music by Beethoven, a selection from his Moonlight Sonata, the Sonata number 14 in C sharp minor. It was completed back in 1801 and dedicated in 1802 to his pupil, the Countess Giulietta. It is one of Beethoven's most popular compositions for piano. And he had so much admired Haydn and dedicated the first of his 3 of his 32 sonatas to Haydn. Now, many may ask a little bit about what is the name Moonlight Sonata. Now, this can be attributed to the poet and German critic Ludwig Rostaub. Back in 1832, 5 years after Beethoven's death, Rostaub likened the effect of the first movement to that of moonlight shining upon Lac Lucerne, and the name stuck. Today, a performance by Louis Schwelz-Gebel. Let's take a listen. unmistakably Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, a performance by Louis Schwitzbel. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm going to try to sneak in one more selection, The Sounds of Perla Batalla and A Letter to Leonard Cohen. Now, she and him were friends or companions at some point in time, and she does write, "A lifetime ago, when Leo and I were getting to know each other, he said he recognized in me a beautiful sadness. Those words from him were an invitation to live in a gentle acknowledgement of all the things that make up who I am, including the darkness. Long before he passed, Leonard once asked me if I might continue to sing his songs after he was gone. My response? Try to stop me. Well, we can't stop her because we're going to hear her. So let's take a listen.
If you are the dealer, I'm out of the game. If you are the healer, it means I'm broken and lame. If thine is the glory, then mine must be the shame. You want it darker? We kill the flame. Magnified, sanctified be thy holy name. Vilified, crucified in the human frame. A million candles burning for the help that never came. You want it darker? Ooh, hanani, hanani, I'm ready, my Lord. There's a lover in the story, but the story's still the same. There's a lullaby for suffering and a paradox to blame. It's written in the scriptures, it's not some idle claim. You want it darker? We kill the flame. They're lining up the prisoners and the guards are taking aim. I struggle with some demons, they were middle class and tame. Didn't know I had permission to murder and
just
to maim.
A taste of Perla Batalla from her self-released album, A Letter to Leonard Cohen. We'll delve into that a little later on another program. And thanks for listening. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Mark Green. Thanks for joining me. Till next time. And do stay listening now to Shukshukta Ethiopian News Radio with Worku. That is coming up next.